Hello, good afternoon. My name is Brother Dan. I'm giving a call to your ministry because me and some of my brothers, we are trying to find out if you have any information regarding the ordination of Pastor Charles Dowell, who was a former member of your ministry and has since started his own. He was connected with Brother Stair very closely. We're trying to find out when his ordination took place and who ordained him. If you have any information, please give me a call back as we're trying to find out when this situation took place, because we've recently come across some revelations that Pastor Dowell has stated he was a pastor beforehand in his previous ministry before Overcomer Ministries, and have found that to be a lie, confirmed by the previous ministry themselves and their records. So we're just trying to find out when his ordination was. If you have any information, please call me back. And again, this is Brother Dan. Thank you.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. And forget not all of his benefits. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. And whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How can they call on him whom they've not believed? How can they believe on him whom they've not heard? How can they hear without a preacher? How can he preach except he be sent? Behold, how beautiful, huh, are the feet of those that preach glad tidings. Bring good news. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I'm provoked this morning. Yeah. Let me share with you why I'm provoked. I've got this communique on my deal. Let me see. Help me, Lord. We better pray before we do anything, though. But I'm going to find it. In the name of Jesus, for the glory of God. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Thank you, Lord, for giving to me thy great salvation, so rich and free. Father, in Jesus' name, we acknowledge that thou art God, even our God. Where are your people? We need you. We love you because you loved us first. We endeavor to glorify you, Lord, in our bodies and our spirits. We would worship you in spirit and in truth. We would do the things that are pleasing in your sight. Help us now, Lord. Help me subdue my iniquity. Help me to speak right things, Lord, that which is good for the perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry, edifying of the body of Christ. Faithful words, truthful words, in the right spirit. Help me to do it, Lord. We would hear what the Spirit said in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right, I've got, let me read it. Help me, Lord. This is Gil. I suppose you announce this, Nevo, N-E-V-E-A-U-X, Gil Nevo. Pastor Rice, your church is on 24/7. The antenna is in the same block with a Kingdom Hall of the Jehovah Witnesses, where my sister goes. There is no top of the hour ID, which is a radio violation, where the owner could lose their license and get fines or both. The good news is the FCC isn't what it was years ago. Federal Communication Commission. And just can't listen or get to all the stations. And it seems your station hasn't had a report or both. If you don't, it's okay with me. But when will your church give the disclaimer? Brother Stair is the late Brother Stair. Oh, yes, it's 9 a.m. You can just barely hear Cole, K-O-L-E. That's with all your ID. That's not a proper ID. But do tell the listeners that the late Brother Art Ralph G. Stair, like he would say, do it soon, Marinette. All right. So I say thank you. God is alive. His word liveth and abideth forever. He didn't like that answer. You want to hear the reply? I'm going to give it to you. What a flat answer to a real issue. Yes, God isn't dead, but I'm learning that it's not at all what we've been taught, along with all lies that we hold up as truth. I watched old videos of R.G. Stair. Yeah, was just like a man. I tried to speak to that side. He told me to go to hell as if he was above feelings of the flesh. Don't know why you are short with my questions and not answering. Now, y'all heard my answer. I don't think it was short. But as I heard it, said silence speaks volumes. The age Brother Stair grew up and would never put up with a black man running his church. So there's that in these racist Donald Trump, white is right times. Let me see. The age Brother Stair grew up and would never put up with a black man running his church. So there's that in these racist Donald Trump whites is right times. Like Waco, don't be surprised if they come after all of you for at least trying to live a wholesome life, despite what anything thinks about late R.G. Stair. I'm not a threat to you. I listen sometimes. Bet you got time to give a better reply than that. If I can't see behind the green door, bet God can. May God bless you. I remain Jill Anthony Nebo. Okay. Let me see. I got an answer for that, too. Y'all help me. I have trouble navigating this thing sometimes. Here's my answer. I don't think I'll say any more. It is just foolish and contentious talking. It is just foolish and contentious talking. We have made it clear that Brother Stair is no longer alive. Listen to any of our broadcasts, our present broadcasts. Note the tense that we use when referring to Brother Stair. But above all, note our testimony of Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Redeemer. How about that? Is that a good answer? Hallelujah. Imagine that. I mean, somebody listening to the broadcast and can't discern that Brother Stair, that's foolishness. What are we supposed to do? Huh? Maybe every top of the hour say, Paul isn't alive anymore. And you know, Peter isn't alive anymore either. Hey, Hosea's not alive anymore either. Well, what kind of foolish talk is that? But God is alive and alive forevermore. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory. In him we live and move and have our being. You see what we reveal when we open our mouths. And he didn't fool anybody. If that came out, you know, he wrote it. I didn't. And the thing about the broadcast, if anybody listened, their questions are answered. Absolutely. Absolutely. If they listen. But if they're listening to find fault, then they're not listening. I remember when Brother Stair passed on, the board did a good job. They drafted up a beautiful letter. We still have record of it. And sent it forth to everybody. Brother Stair has passed on, but we have to march on is the gist of it. Absolutely. I mean, are we trying to hide that Brother Stair's gone on? But it's foolish for us to make a disclaimer. Come on here. Hallelujah. And we hear other men on the broadcast, they're also passed on. Brother Rick has passed on. Y'all know that? Brother David Marauder? We don't say, hey, we're going to put this sermon on, but Brother David Marauder is dead. That's foolish. That's contentious. You see why I'm provoked? It has no bearing on the gospel that we preach. Because we believe that we will live forevermore. And that's our focus. But it speaks of the condition of the heart to make some deal like that. What am I supposed to do? I stand before y'all this morning. Well, let me make this disclaimer. You know, Ezekiel is dead. Hey, Moses is dead too. That's crazy. You read the Bible? Come on, saint. You live in this world? You don't know that men, they live and then they die? And there's a judgment? That's just contentious. Absolutely. 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 That's crazy talk. Now, the radio station is Port Arthur. They're doing it on their own. We have no contract with Cole Radio Station. Absolutely not. But it's not a problem. Not to me. And if they violate the FCC rules, the FCC will deal with them, not with me. I don't have any radio stations. This broadcast have no radios. We did have some, but not anymore. So we hire people to broadcast. So they'll have to answer to the FCC. Is that all right? Now, we've got a station here, don't we, Brother Richard? We'll have to answer for that one. Of course, it's not very powerful, but still they hold us to all the rules. Top of the hour and a whole lot of other stuff. Of course, they don't come and check us out, I don't reckon, but they could if they wanted to. We're accountable. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Oh, help me, Lord. Isn't that crazy? He said he listened sometime, huh? Isn't that amazing? Now, that's the way the truth is. You understand? If you jump in it, you'll be in it. You understand? You don't want to say, well, I just started here. When you're in the truth, you're in the truth. You understand? Thank you, Lord. It's just like the soap operas my sisters used to look at. You could turn it on anytime and you could pick it up.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. Amen. That's how it is with the truth. You jump in there anytime and you'd be right. Huh?
Yep.
Right in step. That's how the truth is. Yes, 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 yes.
Amen.
That's how you know it's the truth. And anybody that listens to the broadcast just for a few minutes can tell what we are about, what we believe, what we preach, what we stand for. Yeah, especially if you listen often. Absolutely. If not, then you need to turn it off. It's going to be a problem for you. You're going to be like those folk that Brother Wilkerson was talking about. You're going to end up in hell. Hallelujah. It seems like he has... some problem with Brother Stair, but he should have solved it before. I mean, Brother Stair is not here anymore. So whatever he needs to do, he'll have to work it out with himself. Now, that's how it is with all of us. Understand, when we're having a problem, it's always with us. Always, always, always. Now, I know you don't fully understand or realize because it's convenient when someone else is the problem. But no one else is ever the problem. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Hallelujah. So ultimately, we're dealing with us. That's who God's dealing with. So when he deals with us, he gets us to deal with us. And in doing that, we say, woe is me. Woe is me. See? Now, if you don't say that, I guess he's not dealing with you. Right? Understand that. If you, oh, woe is Neil. No, no. Not unless you're Neil. In my case, it's woe is me. And I'm serious. When I see all the things that are going on, how many are falling, how many are moving away, how many are distracted. Yeah, I say, Lord, woe is me. Absolutely. We're in the time of deception. Evil men and seducers are waxing worse and worse. They are deceiving and being deceived. And there's things written to us concerning them that seduce us. We better take heed to them. We shouldn't just live our lives, you know, eating and drinking. Like, good message. Only part of the message that was marred was Jesus coming any time. That just can't be. No, he's coming at the appointed time. Hallelujah. And there's going to be some looking for him. Those are the ones that he will say, well done. no matter what the others said. And then they got busy. You know, got to take care of kinfolk, got to get children through college or whatever. Then he's going to say, depart from me. Y'all understand that. That's what I preach. That's how I believe it. Huh? You all can discern whether or not I mean what I'm saying. And you can watch my life and see whether or not I mean what I'm saying. You ought to mean what you say. Let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. Hallelujah. Imagine that. Railing on us. I have nothing to do with that station. Nothing at all. Praise the Lord. I guess if they, God has them put it up, somebody needs to hear it. Yeah, maybe he says he hears. He ought to just thank God. He should write, oh, Brother Rice, I thank you that the broadcast is still on. Huh? Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. I've got something else. I won't be too long. This is from Fernando. We answer this question, too. Let me see. Fernando, from Fernando, maybe. Is that better? In a congregation in Pennsylvania. Hello. I was wondering if you have believers in Pennsylvania. I wish to find a group of like-minded people who worship the Lord Jesus. And we've answered that too. Y'all don't know that's been answered? Well, I'm going to thank you, Lord. Black man running his church. Boy, I didn't catch that at first. That's crazy talking. Huh? It's Jesus Christ's church. Huh? Yeah, guess who's running it? Jesus Christ. I mean, come on, saints. We're just members in particular. And he's placed each member in the body as it pleased him. And I'm pleased to be where he put me. Pleased to do his will. Delight to do his will. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Help me, Jesus. Oh, God. I'm just working out my salvation with fear and trembling. If you see it any way different, then you're deceived too. I'm not getting paid except, you know, what the Lord rewards me. I don't need money. No. Silver and gold have I not. Jesus is all I need. Absolutely. What's your testimony? He's our righteousness. He's our wisdom. He's our sanctification. He's our redemption. See? I preach it right out of the book. Well, let me take out for this disclaimer. You know, Brother Steer's not with us anymore. Isn't that crazy? Huh? Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, it doesn't matter because we'll be caught up together. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Everybody understand? Then we which are alive and remaining will be caught up together. So we won't precede them. No, we'll be caught up together. Hallelujah. Oh, by the way, David's dead, you know. He did slay that giant, but he's not with us anymore. See? Ain't it foolish? Hallelujah. Oh, Samson was with us, mighty man, but he's not with us. And Gideon, you know, and Baraka, they just not with us anymore. We're putting in our disclaimer. How about it? Oh, Jack Cole, he's not with us either. William Branham's not with us. You know, that's foolish. Foolish, foolish, foolish. Absolutely. Are you here? All right, then. Yeah, the Lord is here. What else matters? Glory, I'm going to find this. Y'all wait a minute. I'm going to be done shortly. Oh, thank you, Lord. So wondering if you have any believers in Pennsylvania. I would like to find a group of like-minded people who worship the Lord. Now, this is problematic. Because God's people have trouble living with God's people. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. No? And of course, Brother Stair was. See the tense I use? Brother Stair was very careful, you know, when it came to putting saints together. And the few times he did, it usually they just fell out among themselves. Really? Sometimes they stole the property from out from under the ministry. Yeah. Y'all don't know that? Hallelujah. You know, men that he trusted. Saskatchewan was one of them. Of course, they talked a good talk, but they were not faithful. No, they were not. But there's not many that have that desire or are willing to have God work that desire in them. It's one thing to understand that you don't have it and be willing for God to work in you. Now, most men don't have the desire to live with other people or worship with other people. Look at us here. See, there's something evil that works. Yes, it is. It's not the Holy Ghost. So we must call it evil. You know, that prevents us from coming together in the unity of the Spirit. See? So what am I going to tell him? There's no problem, you know, getting folk together and they do their own thing. That's not why we get together. Or, you know, you tell me about these other believers and I instruct them in my doctrine. That's not why we do it. See? So here's my reply. Help me, Jesus. I'm working on a righteous response to your inquiry. So to help me, how do you hear the broadcast? Do you listen intently? How and where do you worship now? Are you willing to come here for a visit? Is that a good answer? All right. Y'all see how God helps me out? Open and up front. I'm working on how to answer his inquiry. Hallelujah. You know. How do I love God? Y'all want to hear my answer? Like he loved you? All right. I know everybody wants to. I want to love God. You know, come on, Pastor Rice. Tell me about loving God. Well, it's about loving Terry. I'm not going to back up. And anybody listen to the broadcast, know this is how I talk. You know, there was a group here once, and here's what they said. They said, we don't know what Pastor Rice believed. Y'all, I'm not lying. Can you imagine somebody saying that? I mean, from the time that I first showed up, went to Straightway, went to Higher Ground, went to Grace Community. Nobody know what I believe. Isn't that crazy talk? There's an interpretation, though. Some we don't know if he's going to line up with our doctrine. Well, absolutely not. You keep listening to me, you'll find out what I believe. Huh? That's what they meant. Absolutely. Y'all don't believe me? Well, why would somebody knowing me even, you know, and say, we don't know what Pat? That's not what you say, is it? No. But you see, when we open our mouths, revelations. Absolutely. We're not hidden when we talk. Absolutely not. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. So what can I tell him? First, we have to figure out if he's worthy. You understand? Is that not scriptural? We have to see. That's what God's doing concerning us. We have to see if we're worthy. You know, I want eternal life. I want to live forever in the kingdom. So he puts us in this type kingdom. See how y'all do? Huh? Y'all know this is the kingdom type? All right, then. I'm going to hold you to it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, and we answer him and anybody that have the same question. That's what I'm saying. I answer that question. Anybody have the same question? The answer is the same. Right. See what I mean? So many of these questions have been answered. Mm-hmm. Brother Stair have addressed them. We addressed them. The preachers that preach still, Brother Rick, Brother Marauder, Brother Simon, they addressed them. Absolutely. Our business is kingdom business. We're about the Lord Jesus Christ. Huh? Our perfection is Jesus Christ. We have none of our own. Our righteousness is Jesus Christ. We have not, but we have hope. We're confident. Yeah, in his righteousness. We're confident in the work that he's begun. Y'all hear me talking? Y'all don't know what I believe? I knew right away what they meant when they said, we don't know what Pastor Rice believed. Not your doctrine. Thank you, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Yeah, most just not fit to live with God's people. Huh? And most are not willing. We have people that live close by. And they don't desire to come worship with us. How do you know? They don't come. See? So some guy in Pennsylvania who want to worship with folk like us, we have to look into that. Because we don't have many come and say, hey, I want to worship with y'all. No. Hallelujah. Give me some of your chickens. Give me some of your okra. Can you have somebody come over and help us out with this? But come worship with us. We're open. Tabernacle's open. Dining hall's open. Praise the Lord. And we do worship God. Hallelujah. And we invite true worshipers. Those who are like-minded. Of course, those that have nobody, they can just tune into the broadcast. Amen. But if possible, you should try to find someone. Two or three. Absolutely. Hallelujah. Where there are two or three gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So in the hearts of Christians should be the desire to gather with other Christians, if only two or three. But, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, since some are nearby and don't come to worship with us, that's their testimony. You know, that's what they think about you. I don't care how much you fawn over them. Oh, I love you. I love you. Well, you see what they think about you, don't you? Absolutely. Yeah, that's just the truth. Huh? About things that amount to nothing, yeah, but about the real, what's real important to you, what your life is. They don't want to share in that. See? Oh, help me, Jesus. I'm not offended. The Lord said we would be rejected because he's rejected. He said, marvel not if the world hates you. They hated me before they hated you. Now, if you were in the world would love his own. But you're not there. That's why they hate you. And you're not there because I called you out. See? Well, I gladly accept that. I'm not offended. And I am rejected, you know. Absolutely. Absolutely. You say you love the Lord Jesus Christ. You live right around here and you won't come to worship with us. That's rejection. Yes, it is. Now, I know you are. Well, Pastor Rice, don't be so hard. I'm not. I'm being real. How about when their children have a birthday party? If you don't acknowledge it, what do you think? Oh, that's rejection. Boy, I preach good. I want to give God the glory, though. Hallelujah. I want to give God the glory. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It is bullseye, brother. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. Yeah, Jesus Christ, he's my life. Now, we can share in that. I mean, that's what we're called into, to share his life. Absolutely. I have no other calling. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So, you know, it's just like the young man who said, I want to come and repent. Well, we proved him out. He doesn't want to repent. No, he wants to work his little game. But man that want to repent, you won't get in his way. I know what I'm talking about. If a man wants to repent, you won't stop it. Hallelujah. You want to repent? Hallelujah. Yeah, help me, Jesus. I want to repent. It's not a bad thing to repent. Huh? We can draw nigh to God in our repentance, which is acknowledging the truth. That's exactly how it's written in the Bible. God willed that none should perish, but that all would come to repentance, to the acknowledging of the truth. They might escape that snare of the devil. All right. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Oh, so many things, you know, we should just avoid. And this is as far as I'm going with any of these. We aren't going to go back and forth. I've said enough. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I've said enough. I've said enough. If anybody listens to the broadcast, they know our testimony of Jesus Christ. And if they're listening for anything else, then they shouldn't listen. Yeah, we have the testimony of Jesus Christ. That's why we talk. That's why we broadcast. We have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we just do away with the distractions. Distractions. Hallelujah. Yes. Let me look at it. I have no time to pursue dead ends. Endless genealogies. Disputings about word to no profit. Or heresy. Now here's how heresy is defined. Any belief or official opinion that strongly goes against the accepted rules, central dogmas, or established teaching of a particular religious group, especially the Christian church. Denial or rejection of core truths. This is probably the best one. Denial or rejection of core truths held as divine law. Anything contrary to sound doctrine, heresy. So, a wise man don't go down that road. If somebody tell me, well, I just don't believe Jesus Christ is fully God, well, I won't have much to talk to him about. Well, what are we going to talk about? We're not in the same body. Absolutely not. And I think it's foolishness to engage yourself with that. The Bible tells us not to do that. If a man tells me, I believe that Jesus sinned, I wouldn't call him brother. No. I'd have nothing to do with it. True. Absolutely not. That is foolish. You hear me telling you? Of course. There's no scripture in the Bible you can say to even hint toward that. And every scripture said that to the contrary. Say holy. Tempted in all points yet without sin. If he was a sinner, how could he make a sacrifice for you? It even make the distinction between the priest of old and this new priesthood. I mean, clearly and plainly. So this one continued. Because he's still alive. The other priests, they had to go for a while and then they had to quit because of death. Y'all read Hebrew? And believe that Jesus sinned? Where'd you find that? I'm not going to go too far with it because it's just foolishness. Just foolishness. It goes against, it's heresy, unsound doctrine, foolish talking, blasphemous. Absolutely. You think I'm going to waste time with folk like that? I don't care if we were born out of the same womb at the same time. We were Siamese twins. I would have nothing to do with it. I get thee behind me, Satan. But folk who think they're spiritual, I guess, like to deal with stuff. But that's not spiritual. That's foolish. I have no time for anybody who say that Jesus sinned. Not 1 minute. Not 1 minute. That I'd be wasting my time. I'd be robbing God. You know, if I tell you once and you don't believe, then what am I going to say? But it's amazing now. If someone pick up a doctrine, of course, they're going to go back to the book. I mean, where'd you, that's just not in the Bible. Jesus a sinner? Come on, saints. That he died for your sins, not his. Huh? He made an offering for your sin, not his. And to make an offering for our sin, he had to have a sacrifice to do it. That's him. See? Now, the priests did it only in type because they were sinners. That's why we have need of this other priesthood after the order of Melchizedek, which didn't come from the Levi, but the Judah. No. I mean, all these things, and you still come to the conclusion that Jesus sinned? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But there's many distractions that people can engage themselves in. This is one of them. I'm only speaking for edification. We're talking about heresy, how we should avoid it, how we should deal with it. Huh? And the ones that hold to heresy, they call them heretics. Okay? Heretics. Because they embrace heresy. You know, that which is contrary to sound doctrine. Huh? You know, things that no way agree with the truth. No way. It's the same as angels getting together with men and having offspring. Heresy. There's no scripture for it. There is scripture how men get children. Scripture about how Satan get children. Scripture about how God get children. Huh? He begat us by the word of truth. See? Hallelujah. Good seed, children of the kingdom. Bad seed, children of the wicked one. And the Bible plainly tells us about Abraham, who is the father of faith, who had children. Both. Had children of the flesh, had children of promise. Not the same. He didn't get them the same way. The children of the flesh, he begat one way. The children of promise, he begat another way. You see how contrary angel and men get? It's just contrary. It's just contrary. It's heresy. Absolutely. Men like to deal in stuff like that because, you know, intriguing, and maybe we can make some money. Come on. Not on me. I have no money for stuff like this. Praise the Lord Jesus. Give God the praise. Give God the praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. We got a call from a brother Daniel. That's how he identifies himself. And what he wants from us is some information on Pastor Dow's ordination. He said he's an ordained pastor. We're trying to get some verification. I have not. Praise the Lord. You know, we tried this organization that he said ordained him, but they say he's a liar. What can I say? What can I say? Praise the Lord, saints. Now, you know, some will look for that. I mean, if you, I guess, want to go visit the folk in prison, you'll have to have something that say that you're a minister. You can't just show up and say, hey, I'm a preacher. Somebody will have to recognize you. Huh? And Paul said, concerning the folk he talked to, he said, surely I'm an apostle to you. Surely I'm God's son to you all, right? Or do I need letters from somebody? Huh? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But that's how they do it, you know. And if they ordain you, that means you are lined up with their doctrine. Absolutely. You know that. If you are ordained, you have ordained Baptist minister. So I'm not. See? Hallelujah. They probably wouldn't let me preach. I have no problem. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. There is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. Y'all know that? For the same Lord is over all, is rich unto all that call upon him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How can they call upon him in whom they have not believed? You see what I mean? We have to have faith to come to God. Same thing. We have to believe that he's God. Again, the same thing. This is how the truth is. It's the same thing. And if anybody listens to this broadcast and don't hear the same thing, then they have not ears to hear. See? Have not ears to hear. What can I say? Thank you, Lord. Well, how can they believe except they hear? And how can they hear without a preacher? I'm finding this in Romans 10. So this is what I believe. Y'all turn the radio on and y'all don't know what Pastor Rice believed. I believe we need a preacher to hear. I believe God chose by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. I believe in these last times he's manifested himself in preaching. I find all of this in the scripture. So that's why I'm preaching. God sent me. Now you all can argue with it if you want. I have to obey God rather than man. In fact, I must please God rather than man. Instead of man, I should say. Because if I please man, then I won't please God. That goes with you too. Now, we want to please God. We won't please man then. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. Gospel of peace. Huh? And bring glad tidings of good things. I bring you all good news today. Every day. Hallelujah. Paul goes on to say, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. The prophet Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He goes on to say in Romans 10, so then faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So we have faith, so we can hear, so we can get faith, so we can hear, so we can get faith, so we can hear. So we can draw nigh to God, he draw nigh to us. We draw nigh to God, he draw nigh to us. Brother Wilkinson was talking about eating and drinking. That's not drawing nigh to God. That's finding something else to do. How easy, huh? Absolutely, absolutely. Glory to God. It's something that we should be mindful of. Beware lest any man spoil you. Take heed. Praise the Lord. That you don't be led away by the error of the wicked. What will they do? They'll cause you to fall from your steadfastness. And you'll put aside the business you should tend to, and you'll do other things. Hallelujah. For as much, brother, you know you were not redeemed with corruptible things, such as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by the traditions from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and spot, or you could say without sin. Now, the scripture, there's no, give me a break. See how foolish that is. There's no, you can read any scripture and it talks about the sinless Lamb of God. Absolutely. This is, see, help me, Jesus. Help me, Lord. So you have time to spend with folk like that? No. No, I wouldn't walk 10 feet to, We wouldn't have fellowship. I wouldn't convince them. In fact, they're, cast not your pearl before swine. Give not holy things to dogs. Absolutely. Oh, help me, Lord. So with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. That means sinless. That means sinless. Holy. Undefiled. Harmless. Righteous. How could he impute to us righteousness if he had none? Sin is not righteousness. He didn't need to impute that to us. We already had it. Oh, Jesus, who was verily foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. Hallelujah, who by him do believe in God that raised him from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Thank you, Jesus, that your faith and hope might be in God. Glory, glory. Seeing you have purified your souls, how? In obeying the truth. Through the Spirit unto unfeigned love for the brethren. Not put on, not pretense. Unfeigned. Huh? Love that can be tried and stands a test. Unfeigned love. For the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. Being born again. Not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. Listen to it. By the word of God. So again, that's how God. Over and over, you can see how God begets his children. Come on, saints. And that's how the devil begets his children. Yes. He's a liar and he tells them, and the ones that believe him are his children. God is the truth. He speaks it, and they that believe are his children. It's just that simple. Now we're God's children.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh? So we believe him. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name. For all flesh. Well, let me finish. Born again by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. And that's what I told the man concerned about giving the ID at the top of the hour or whatever. You know. And about Brother Stair being dead. God's word is not dead. And what we preach on the gospel, on the broadcast, is not Brother Stair. We preach the gospel. The word of God which liveth and abideth forever. Huh? All flesh is grass, but the word liveth and abideth forever. And that's what I speak, the word of God. I preach not Brother Stair. I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. I have the testimony of Jesus Christ. I speak to the people that have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. For all flesh is as grass, I told you. And all the glory of man, even in his best state, as a flower of grass. The grass withereth, the flower thereof falleth away, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Saying the Son of Man must suffer many things, be rejected of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be slain. The prophets foretold it. And be raised the third day. And he said to all of them, or to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily. I want to emphasize daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? Did Paul have conversation about castaway? Was it concerning Peter? Was it concerning Bartholomew? It was concerning Paul. See the wisdom of God. So if you're a wise man, you'll have the same concern about castaways, about heretics, about anything. You'll say, "Oh, woe is me, Lord! Woe is me!" That's what Paul said. Woe is me, lest I become a castaway. Even after preaching to others. Hallelujah. For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angel. So he's coming in glory. He's coming in power. Coming in his glory. Coming in the Father's glory. Hallelujah. His glory is the Father's glory. The Father's glory is his. He's in the Father. The Father is in him. Hallelujah. Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, is how Mark puts it, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed. That won't be good. When he cometh in the glory of his Father and with the holy angels. Glory, glory. Oh, therefore being justified by faith, y'all understand that? It's the faith of Christ. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. It's by the faith that he gives us. Through the grace that he bestowed upon us. By the love of God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ brings us into communion of the Holy Ghost. Glory, glory. So, by whom also we have access, by faith, into this grace wherein we do stand, we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We glory in tribulation also. How about that? Knowing that tribulation worketh patience, patience, experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. Thank you, Lord, for the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. So grieve not the Holy Spirit of promise. Hallelujah. Resist not the Holy Ghost. Oh, for scarcely, when we were yet without strength in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die. Well, he didn't die for a righteous man. Yet peradventure for a good man would even dare, one would dare. He didn't die for any good man either. Hallelujah. But God commendeth his love toward us. And while we were yet sinners, wretched and undone, Christ died for us. I remember Rod sitting here one day and I said this one. I said, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the, he said, where is that? I got it right here. Y'all, it says, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. By his love, he made us friends. Y'all, we started out enemies. Y'all know that? And if any man loved the world, you know what? He's the enemy of God. He just called us out. He made us friends. He called us out by his word, by his love. He drew us with the strong cords of love. Somebody say amen. Y'all don't know what I believe? Y'all don't know what I preach? Come on, saints. I preach Jesus Christ, him crucified, coming again. Hallelujah. Christ in you, God's hope. Hallelujah. Well, Rod said, where is that found, man? Y'all know what's in the book? Romans 5 and 10, okay? And we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And that's literally, that's him living his life in your body. What about your life? Oopso. Neither. No more. Crucified. Thank you, Lord. Oh, rubbed out. There you go. I like it. But God has not given us spirit of fear. Fear not, little flock, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So he goes on to say, be not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. I'm not ashamed. I preach, I testify of Jesus, nor of me his prisoner. But be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel. And there are affliction that goes with it. There are things that accompany salvation. Y'all know that? We rejoice in them. There are things that accompany faith. Most notable is the trials thereof. We rejoice in that too. We rejoice in hope. The glory of God. We glory in tribulation also. Hallelujah. We just glory in our God, who is worthy to be praised. Oh, bless your name, Lord. According to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, sinless. Y'all know that's what holy is. Understand that? That's what we're called to. We're not called uncleanness. We were already there. We're called to holiness. Not according to our work. There you go. There you go. But according to his own purpose and grace. That's according to his living his life in us. That's how we're holy. Yeah, absolutely. So that means you have to die daily. Okay. Praise the Lord. According to his purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. So it means God's eternal purpose. We're included in it. Yes, we're part of it. Y'all don't believe that? Hallelujah. Oh, y'all think God had a brainstorm one day, huh? Well, I guess all saved theory. Is that how it is? We've always been in the mind of God. Hallelujah. Always. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, when he was on the cross, we were on his mind. Oh, thank you, Lord. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, and hath brought life in immortality. Huh? Now, man think that he's immortal, invincible. But in Christ we are. Hallelujah. In Christ we are. Otherwise, we're just men. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher. Am I making you tired of eating? You have to get them running around the dining hall. Hallelujah. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher. A preacher. Paul said, and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things. But he said, I'm not ashamed. And I'm not ashamed that people reject me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Huh? And what I've committed unto him against that day will cause me to not be ashamed at his appearing, but rather to have boldness in the day of judgment. Hallelujah. Behold, he speak boldly. And they say nothing unto him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Boldness and pride is two different things. They sort of look the same, but there's a difference. Pride, brazen, presumptuous. It may look like boldness, but there's a difference. Jesus spake boldly. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me. Amen. I would refresh you this morning. Hallelujah. Maybe refresh your bowels. How about that? Huh? That's funny talking, isn't it? Praise, I find it in the book. Thank you, Lord. He was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. That's what I expect for folk who, you know, love God, live around here. They seek us out diligently. If they do, they'll find us. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day. That day, that day. That's the day of judgment. And in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus. Thou knowest very well. So, Paul goes on to say to a bunch, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shewed toward his name, and that you have ministered and do minister to the saints. God won't forget that. We desire that every one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. That you be not slothful. Be not slothful. If you go by the feel of the slothful, look on it carefully and receive instruction. Be not slothful, but follow words of them who through faith and patience, inherit the promise. So we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. By faith, the elders obtained a good report. After we've done the will of God, we have need of patience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. You abide in me, my word abide in you. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He will deliver you. I remember talking to a man when I was in Germany who was in the, well, what war was he in? Korean War. Praise the Lord. He said, man, I was scared. He said, man, I kept quoting that Psalm 91. How about that? We ought to quote the Psalm 91. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place. Now, dwelling and abiding are just the same. That means they continue. Not show up here and then take a vacation. Dwell, abide is the same. See? He dwells in us. We abide in him. He abides in us. Praise the Lord. Not just for Feast of Trumpets. Not just for Day of Atonement. See? Certainly not just for Easter, huh? But he dwells in us and we dwell in him. Thank you, Lord. Goes on to say here, I am the true vine, my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more. Now ye are clean through the word that I've spoken unto you. Abide in me and I in you. Notice how that is. Abide in me and I in you. Abide in me and I in you. Sign and countersign. See? Hallelujah. A giver and a receiver. A receiver and a giver. That's exactly how it goes. Man have nothing, can receive nothing except to be given him from God. And no man can come except the Father draw. And when the Father draw, he come to Jesus. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus. Right now, he will save you. He will save you right now. Thank you, Lord. So I am the vine. Thank you, Lord. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and again, I in him. He abides in us. We abide in him. Has to be that way. We can't abide in him except he abide in us. Huh? Hallelujah. We can do nothing without it. No? We can't come to him except he give us faith. Absolutely. Hallelujah. And by faith we can come to him. But it's not by our own means. Praise the Lord. By faith. Thank you, Lord. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. Abide now, that's continuous. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men cast him into the fire and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you're ashamed of me, ashamed of my words. You abide in me, my word. See, all the same. That's how the truth is. Hallelujah. If you abide in me, my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Hallelujah. As the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. How do we do that? Well, as he has loved us, we love Terry. So we continue in his love. Hallelujah. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love. Hallelujah. We just dwell there. Even if I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Huh? I stay there. I don't go visit. Huh? Praise God. On special occasions, I abide there. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. Y'all know that? But he that doeth the will of God, he that doeth the will of God, he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Jesus say, he that doeth the will of God, the same as my brother, same as my, yeah, pray. Y'all do God's will.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Let that therefore abide in you what you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, same, abide, dwell, remain, ye shall continue. There it is again, continue, remain, abide. Thank you, Lord. Ye shall continue in the Son and the Father. He that hath the Son hath the Father also. And this is the promise. Y'all want to hear it? That he's promised us eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which you have received of him that abideth in you, and you abide in him, you have no need that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things and is the truth and is no lie, even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. Thank you, Lord. As long as you're in him, you're in the truth. Are you not in the heresy?
Oh,
praise the Lord. You're not in the false doctrine. You're in the truth. Which liveth and abideth forever. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If we're ashamed, we will be ashamed. Oh, yeah. We won't be able to shake it. John, 1 John 5, y'all want to hear it? For there are three that bear record in heaven. Bear record. The Father, the Word, the Holy Ghost. You know what? These three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth. The Spirit and the Word and the Blood. Now these three agree in one. Now what they say about the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost is they agree. No, they are one. The Spirit, the water, and the blood, they agree in one. The Father, Son, they are one. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Coming to the end. If ye receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. We believe the record. That's our testimony. The testimony of Jesus Christ. He gives us eternal life. That's the record that God gave. We bear witness.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Oh, these things have I written unto you. Oh, that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that ye have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it till the day of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart. You have your brothers and sisters in your heart. Inasmuch as both in my bonds and in the defense of the gospel, in the confirmation of the gospel. Ye are all partakers of my grace. Hallelujah. And Paul said, I labored more abundantly than them all, even though I'm the least. He said, I labored. Y'all note the word labored. He said, I labored more abundantly than all of them. Yet not I, but the grace of God that was with me. All right. Hallelujah. So we have grace. Let us labor. Thank you, Lord. For God is my record. How greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, thank you, Lord. So I wrote a letter like that to a few. I guess we'll ship it off today. A few that I haven't heard from in a while. I reminded them how greatly I long after them in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And I, you know, exhort them to let me hear from them. Bless me. Let me hear from y'all. Praise the Lord. Ain't God good? I'm looking for a scripture. Y'all just hang on. We're about to come to a conclusion here. Oh, thank you, Lord, for your many blessings. Your manifold blessings.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God. Oh, hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Come on, saints. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Come on, saints. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Hallelujah. Give God the glory, saints. Hallelujah. No need for y'all to hold back. Huh? He withhold no good thing from them that walk uprightly. Glory, his blessings he freely gives. I owe my life to him. I've got so much to thank him for, so much to praise him for. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, here's Paul's word. He's making his appeal for Onesimus. How about that? Thank you, Lord. He said, wherefore, I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy faith and love, which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, amen, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. See? Come on, praise the Lord. Paul goes on to say, yea, brother, let me have joy of thee in the Lord. Refresh my bowels in the Lord. How about it? Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Y'all aren't getting tired, are you? You know there's a way we can renew our strength. Mount up with wings as eagles. Oh, let the people renew their strength, O God. Let the saints renew their strength. Hallelujah. And this I pray, that your love may abound more and more in all knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, or blameless or confident. Hallelujah. Or having boldness in the day of judgment, being filled with the fruit of righteousness what shall by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. Thank you, Lord. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to shew unto his servants things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bare record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of the things which he saw. Praise the Lord. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. Praise the Lord. Which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. The testimony of Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. Hallelujah. Psalm 78, for he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children, that they should make them known to their children, that they might make them known to their children. Hopefully you made them known to your children. What? That they might set their hope in God. Huh? Not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments and not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, fast with God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of the brethren is cast down, which accused them before God day and night, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Lord, bless you richly, saints. Hallelujah. May the word take root in your hearts, bring forth abundant fruit, and that for the glory of God. We have good opportunity today to glorify God. Hallelujah. To be faithful witnesses, amen. To abide in him as he abide in us, amen. To prosper and be in health, yes. Even as our soul prosper. Praise the Lord, saints. Hallelujah. To have boldness. Praise the Lord. To have an earnest expectation and hope. Oh, that with all boldness as always, Christ might be magnified. Hallelujah. In our bodies, whether by life or by death. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the words of life. We give you the glory and the praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanksgiving for all things in Jesus' name. Help him to pray, Lord.
Amen. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Father God, thank you for your grace and mercy every single day, Lord God. Every morning, we thank you for your mercies that are renewed, your compassion. It fails not. Father God, thank you, Lord God, that we have the grace, the privilege and the opportunity, Lord God, to be bold for Jesus Christ. Father God, I pray that you deliver all of us, me for sure. Father God, I don't want to be prideful.
Lord, me, Lord.
But Lord God, I do want to be bold. Because Lord God, I know, again, I know of the things that I've learned and of who I've learned. And we know.
Thank you, Lord.
So, Father God, in that we can be bold, Lord God, and we can face all of these heresies and these seducing spirits that try to move us away from the truth that we've learned and that we know. Thank you, Father God, that that you've given Pastor Rice the grace to stand in this day. What an evil day this is.
What an evil day.
God.
Perilous time.
Oh, Lord, it's just come from all sides. From all sides, Lord. And Lord God, we can stand and we don't need to. There's even I don't know what they call it. They call it a doctrine or whatever out there. But in them churches, they have a doctrine. They call it apologetics.
Get out of here.
They even call it that. We don't apologize to this world or to these devils. Or to the apostates, or to the mockers, or the scoffers. We don't apologize to any of them for walking and believing the truth. We walk, we stand, we in Jesus Christ, we live, we move, and we have our being. And we don't apologize for that.
Hallelujah.
We've not followed cunningly devised fables. No, we have not. And Lord God, and we're not, this is not pride talking. This is your word talking. You said if they hear not us, they're not of God.
Hallelujah.
And you've given it to us to hear. You've given it to us to hear. And we have to contend for that. We have to fight for that. We have to stand in that. And we have to walk in that and believe that, because that's your word.
Thank you, Lord.
It's been given to us to believe. But because we believe, it's also been given to us to suffer.
Truth, Lord.
So we suffer the rejection. We suffer the denial. We suffer all the ridicule and the mocking and the scoffing. We suffer all of that, Lord, gladly, because that's what you suffer. And we're not greater than our master.
Hallelujah.
So thank you, Lord God, that we can stand boldly and speak the truth in the day, in this day of error and lies and deception, because it is great. It is great. It's knocking at our door from without and from within.
True, Lord.
All the time. So, Father God, thank you, Lord God, for the truth.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for Jesus Christ.
Glory.
Thank you that he lives in us.
Thank you, Lord.
And because he lives in us, we live in him.
True.
So, Lord God, we walk in that truth today. And we are, because of that, Lord God, we love the body of Christ. We seek to strengthen the body of Christ and edify the body of Christ. And yes, and encourage the body of Christ to keep standing for the truth. Be soldiers, be valiant, be warriors for the truth. We don't have to worry about, offending the naysayers and the apostates. They're not worried about offending you.
Truth, Lord.
They don't care about offending us, but they want us to care about offending them. Not so. Not so. No. As long as, Lord God, we seek the honor that comes from God only and not the honor that comes from men, then we can be confident and we can be bold in the day of judgment. So thank you for this, Lord God. Bless you for the truth, the word of God, the light. Which is life. Continue to bless Pastor Rice, God, to speak
you,
it,
Lord.
But more so to believe it, as
yes.
He does, because it's evident, and because that he has an answer to every man.
Thank you, Lord.
That asks him for a reason.
A reason, brother.
For this hope. And so do we.
Amen, brother.
So do we. So may we follow in that light and in that truth. We thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus Christ's name. Amen, amen. All hearts and minds clear. Timothy, want to read his scripture. Hallelujah.
It says, if any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the doctrine which according to godliness he is proud, knowing nothing but doting about questions, strives of words wherewith cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, prefers disputings of men of corrupt minds, destitute of truth, supposing the gain is godliness, from such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world. Certainly we will carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us therewith be content.
Let it be, Lord. Thank you, Brother Timothy. God bless you, precious saints of the Most High God. Called to be. Maranatha, the Lord is coming. As he said. Thank you, Lord.